The medical and economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic has most other issues on the back burner, but the existential threat of climate change is still there. So today, on this 50th anniversary of Earth Day, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on Massachusetts' ambitious climate energy goals amid the health crisis.
It was just in January that Governor Baker announced Massachusetts was adopting a more ambitious climate plan than required by state law. Not just reducing emissions of CO2 by 80% by mid-century, but committing the Commonwealth to a goal of net zero. Katie Theoharides, Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, says while the administration is focused on the COVID-19 crisis, the new climate ambitions remain in place.
And that puts us really in a very small group of states and countries around the world who are chasing that goal, which is what the science says we have to do to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. And we expect to be on the same time schedule as we were planning.
Last week, the Baker administration announced it was doubling the state's solar energy incentive program, expanding it to low-income residents, adding battery storage, and limiting the use of forests and farms for solar fields. And later this week, it will release plans detailing how the state will make deep cuts in carbon emissions in other sectors of the economy. Theoharides says during the pandemic lockdown, she's continuing virtual negotiations with officials in several states to put a regional price on carbon. The pact, known as TCI, aims to reduce emissions from cars and trucks.
The investments we're thinking about making through TCI reduce the impacts of climate change, but it would also really improve public health from a clean air standpoint.
TCI, the Transportation Climate Initiative, could raise billions to fund clean energy projects and jumpstart the economy, says Secretary Theoharides.
I think there's a real role for stimulating the economy with things that also really benefit the climate and protect our health.
But critics of TCI say the pandemic shows you can't have both. Paul Craney is the spokesman for Boston-based Fiscal Alliance Foundation.
What you're seeing today, where people are locked at home, businesses are shut down, you'll see that some of the CO2 emission has been dramatically decreased. So what we're living in right now is essentially the type of economy that you would need and the type of restrictions your individual freedoms would need in order to hit some of these climate goals.
Not everything is discouraging here, despite the circumstances we face.
State Senator Michael Barrett is a leading advocate for climate change action. He calls the COVID-19 crisis a lesson.
All of us are learning that existential threats are real. When we get through this near-term existential threat, and we turn to the other existential threat in our lives, I think we're going to do it as changed human beings. I don't think any of us are going to look at climate quite the same way ever again.
Change. Change in attitude, change in the fundamentals of our economy and our way of life, change in the climate. It's 50 years since the first Earth Day. The decisions we make today will determine where we'll be in half a century. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.